Alright everyone, it's the Grim Lord here, and this is Grimm's Uncanny Valley. I may be a little under the weather, but I can still give you a little bit of Lost Theory Season 2. It's just a weird bug. I have a fever of 99.5. Yeah, it's like a low bug. It's stupid. It's like, either give me the full fever or don't fucking give it to me at all. It's like, I don't want this half fever crap where I wake up and I've got pain in my legs. It's like, my legs were fine yesterday, what the fuck? Weather sucks when you get older. Anyway, let's go ahead and get started. Because I'm sure you want to see, you know, all of these lovely ladies. By the way, not all the voice acting is done yet, so there's still going to be one more version with the rest of the voice acting. It's mostly on Jessica's end. So the rest of the girls are fully voiced, and we've got five voice actresses this time. One of them's brand new. They don't have much information on her yet.
Oh, hi! Welcome to Lost Theory. Let's get you set up. First things first, did you already play Lost Theory Season 1? First things first, did you already play Lost Theory Season 1?
Yes.
Great! Now let's get you set up for season 2. Sorry, I'm such a klutz. What was your name again?
Not Groot.
Right. How did I forget that? Really sorry. Okay, now the relationships. Jessica, 25 is your...
We're doing it by VNDB standards, guys, and I still don't think there's enough. She's 25 now. Man, she certainly has age, hasn't she? Let's see. I don't think you can do... We can! Okay, so... So you guys don't freak the fuck out. Everybody's gonna be a step, even though according to VNDB, everybody is blood related. But we're playing step because I don't want to, you know.
Megan, 20 is your...
Another one. What the hell? Hold on. What the hell? I just hit a button. Yeah? Oh! Okay. I don't know what all that was. I honestly don't know what the hell I hit. But let's get back to the game.
Elizabeth, 45, is
yours. Okay, she's 45. Hell, she's about 6 years older than I am. Oh, your wedding, son? You have to do this right or it's gonna...
Oh, and you. Are there...
Stepbrother. So I fixed it so you guys don't freak out and cry incest!
And you're Elizabeth's...
Stepson.
Jessica, and also Megan, is Elizabeth.
Daughters.
And that's it.
All right.
You're ready to start playing now. But before you do, want me to show you a short tutorial? There's some useful information, just so you know.
Let's see if they've changed anything.
But before you do, want me to show you a short tutorial? There's some useful information. Just on what platform are you playing the game?
Oh, you can play this on your phones, guys. Don't do that. Don't be that guy that goes to work and fucking plays Less Theory on their phone. Don't be that guy. If you do play it on your phone, don't play it on your phone at work.
You can hide or show the dialogue by pressing the H key on your keyboard.
Okay.
Go ahead. Give it a go.
It just did.
By pressing P, you can activate the panic button. It'll instantly put up the safer work image on your screen.
Yeah, that's funny.
You can also fast forward the game by pressing and holding the control key.
Okay.
By scrolling down on your mouse wheel, you can roll back the story.
Yep.
Taking screenshots is easy too. Just press the S key. Well, those are the main controls you should know. You can also check the controls by going to the main menu, then settings, and lastly, help. That should be it, I think. Okay, seems like you got all you need. And that's it. Enjoy season two.
I was making sure we were recording or this all would have been for naught.
This version of the game doesn't have full voice acting. It will be added in a future version.
It's almost done. They're just missing Jessica.
Since consistency is important, again, headphone users should probably turn down the volume a little.
Wait!
Since consistency is important...
Wait! The fuck? There's no car alarm? But how? I know what happened. I must have just overslept. That's it, right? Jessica's gonna come barging in any second now. Jessica barging in 3, 2, 1. Now. What the fuck? Where is she? Is it possible? The day's no longer repeating? No, it can't be. Calm down, Grim. Calm down. There's gotta be a logical explanation. I must have been too exhausted from yesterday. So I overslept the alarm and probably also overslept Jessica coming into the room as well. Yeah, that's right. Everything's fine.
You jump off the bed and get dressed.
Okay, Jessica should be in her room about now. Probably putting on some makeup or something.
You leave your room. Go to Jessica's door. And slowly open it.
Jessica? And Chloe?
You slam the door shut. And run back to your room.
Fuck. The day really didn't repeat. It's Friday. But this means everything that happened yesterday. Oh, fuck my life. I don't think I can handle this. I'll just stay in my room for the rest of my days. Yup, sounds like a great idea. Just barricade myself in.
Can you open the door?
Yeah?
When I said open the door, I meant, like, now.
Okay.
Can you keep it down? We're trying to sleep.
Sure thing.
Is it me, or are you stuttering?
I'm not stuttering.
Whatever it is, keep it down.
Got it.
Oh, and about yesterday?
Yeah?
Chloe and I were hammered, so let's just forget anything happened. Sound good?
Okay. Just one question.
Sure.
Well, what day is it?
It's Friday, I think, right? Yeah, it's Friday.
Oh, okay, thanks.
Distracted by what you just realized, you slam the door in her face.
Fucking weirdo. And what was with that crazy threat yesterday? He's gonna fuck both Chloe and me? Too sleepy for this. Probably just talking out of his ass. Back to bed.
Friday? It's fucking Friday? You gotta be shitting me. I'm so fucked. Why the fuck didn't the day reset again? Why did it change this time? This makes no sense. Guess I can count myself lucky it didn't change on one of those days I gave no fucks about what I did. That'd be fucked up. Still, this isn't good either. What the hell did I even do yesterday? Should probably do some sort of recap. Okay, so... we don't need a recap. Some shit is pretty fucked up. Some things are okay, and some things are perfect. Well, hold on, let me see. Megan. I found out her big secret from Zoe. She wants to have a threesome with Zoe and one more person. So I asked her to stay home with me. To play video games, hoping to get into her pants again, but she refused and went to college. In college, she was with Zoe. I made her jealous by asking Zoe to the party, though I ended up inviting her too. When she got home, we got into an argument. It got heated. I mean, hot. She asked me to get the dildo from Sophie. I did. Sadly, by the time I got back, she was already asleep. Probably had a few more sips of that tequila while I was out. So, Megan planned on having sex with me? I don't think I fucked up too much with Megan, right? Okay, so... Jessica. I'm pretty sure she was checking out my junk in the morning. I didn't see her again till I got back from class. I called her a stone-cold bitch. Great idea, now I have to live with that. Also, she got home late with Chloe. And Chloe told me to come to Jessica's room, so I did. Both of them were naked. Jessica grabbed my dick. Then they kicked me out. No, wait, I told them. Just so you know, I'm making it my mission to fuck you both tomorrow. Fuck, Jessica's gonna be pissed at me today. Actually, until the end of days. Okay, so... oof. Stepmother. In the morning, I told her. Told her I'm having sexual fantasies about her. It triggered an unexpected series of events. She got back from work early. After I admitted I fantasize about her ass, she left to get groceries and didn't come back until late at night. She got pretty drunk and she let me grind my cock against her ass. We went even further. She liked it, I think. To top it all off, I came inside her. That's the last thing I remember. Fuck, I messed up our relationship forever. Oh, by the way, guys, this game is totally keeping in check with everything that I did and every choice I made. So, he's remembering every fucking decision that I did. It's not like set decisions in the game. It's literally looking at Lust Theory 1 and freaking finding out what decisions I made, and it's making me pay for them now. Oof. I've heard that returning to Mia also does the same. Like, I was just told by a guy on Chapter 9 of Mia that a lot of the shit you do will come back on you. So, oh, holy shit. There's no coming back from this. Why the hell didn't the day reset? Fuck. What do I do now? Okay, calm down. I'll figure out something later. Okay, so... Zoe. I answered when she called me before class. Before she had a chance to say anything, I asked if she'd go to the party with me. Later, she was talking to Megan before class, like always. After I told her she was gorgeous, she seemed quite happy. I'm getting pretty convinced she has a thing for me. Didn't see her for the rest of the day. Huh. Things turned out pretty good with Zoe. Okay, so... Ellie. She did her usual gun thing before class. We kind of connected and I kissed her on the cheek. We met again in the bathroom after class. Then time froze again. Does the freezing have something to do with the day changing? It could be. Let's get back on track. When time was frozen, I got that vault suit from the mall. Ellie liked that a lot. Like, a lot. I invited her to the party and that's it, I think. Okay, so... Nicole. She asked me to stay after class because I was late. Things got out of hand pretty fast. We kissed. Plus, I got hard, of course. She got mad, I got mad. Then I showed her my cock. Amazing idea. Told her to forget her ex and left. No. I also called her a hot piece of ass. Could she have a thing for me? Or does she plan on killing me? No idea, but I have a feeling I'll find out. Okay, so... Sophie. Megan asked her to get the dildo. Remember that. So I went to the sex shop and met Sophie. She wouldn't give it to me. Which is why I had to improvise. Told her it was for my stepsister. Somehow that actually turned her on and she asked for my phone number. Meaning she now has my number and she might be interested in me. Huh, maybe. Well, I guess I'll find out sooner or later. Okay, so that's it. That's all the girls. Some shit's pretty fucked up, some things are okay, and some things are perfect. All my actions yesterday have an effect on the future. Gotta be more careful from now on. A lot more careful. Plus, I can't just stay locked in my room for the rest of my days. I gotta go and explore. Explore makes me sound like I'm in a video game. Okay, let's go. I should probably check in on stepmother first.
You go to Elizabeth's door and slowly open it. As you do, you see Elizabeth sleeping in her nightgown.
She's not at work? That's strange. Though she sure does look hot in that nightgown. Still, I came inside her. Shit, that'll be a conversation I'm not looking forward to.
Gently, you close the door.
Gently, okay. Jessica's sleeping with Chloe. She asked me to keep it quiet. Also, she asked nicely. Even said please. That was strange as fuck.
Finally, you go to Megan's room.
Huh? Not here? Where is she? Downstairs, maybe. Oh god, this is so stressful.
Hey!
Ignore the cat. Oh, gulp. Hi, good morning.
Want some breakfast?
Yeah. She's acting as if nothing happened between us yesterday.
Coffee?
Sure.
You sit down at the table.
Here you go.
Thanks. Could it be she somehow forgot?
She sits across you.
You look like you had a long night.
You could say that.
Not too talkative today, huh?
Oh, sorry.
I know how you feel. My head is killing me.
Remember, we got a new voice actress for Megan and Zoe. A couple others.
I really shouldn't drink tequila. Though it's nothing a little coffee can't fix.
So I don't...
What?
Nothing.
Okay.
You sit silently while finishing your breakfast.
So, the party?
Huh?
We're going together?
Oh, right, yeah.
Standing up. Megan walks up next to you.
Let me get those.
She leans over to pick up the plate.
So then, we can continue where we left off yesterday there.
Does she remember? She does remember.
Not a yes?
Sure.
Okay, then.
He's acting so strange today. Maybe he's regretting what happened yesterday? It's like all his confidence from yesterday evaporated.
Thanks for the breakfast. I'm gonna head to college. I better get out of here.
We're not going together?
I need to take care of something. I don't want to be here when stepmother wakes up.
I'm, like, good to go. Just need 2 minutes to do the dishes.
I'll see you at college. I'm really in a rush.
Fine.
You leave.
Got here early. That's good. No one's here.
Hey.
Huh? Oh shit, it's Nicole. Better act like I don't hear her and keep walking.
Hey!
Keep walking, keep walking.
Suddenly you feel a hand on your shoulder.
Stop!
Oh, Miss Nicole! Sorry, didn't see you. Shit.
Yeah, sure. Why are you here so early?
Oh, didn't want to be late.
You didn't want to be late?
Yeah.
Sure. Listen, we need to talk.
Do we?
Yes.
I mean, do we really?
Yes, we do. Please follow me. We should go somewhere more private.
Okay, she's taking somewhere she can kill me. Yup.
Unhappy but still obeying, you follow Nicole.
Okay, so about yesterday.
Here we go.
You can't tell anyone what happened. I can't afford losing this job.
Huh?
We didn't kiss. I mean, you didn't kiss me. Is that clear? And I'll just forget you saying I'm a hot piece of ass. Deal? It was wrong of me to hug you in the first place. And it just escalated from there. It won't happen again. I just need your word that you won't tell anyone.
I thought she was gonna kill me. Yeah, sure, you got my word. Nothing happened.
Phew. Okay, good. We should just keep that between ourselves.
Oh, did she say what I think she said?
Shit, this might have sounded like I want things to continue between us.
After an awkward pause.
So, yeah, I should get going.
Yeah, sure. She wants to keep this, excuse me, she wants this to keep going?
Bye.
Bye. This was so fucking weird. Why is she so afraid? It'd be my word against hers. I doubt anyone would believe me over her. Maybe. Something like this happened to her before. Could it be? She had something with a student in the past? Nah, no way. I mean, it's possible.
Zoe walks into the yard. And notices you right away.
Hey there.
Hi.
Walking up to you?
Go on, cat!
What are you doing, hiding behind the tree?
Oh, you know.
I don't.
I was just...
What?
Hold on. That ought to do it. Cat goes crazy at night. Sorry about that, folks. Yeah.
You're acting strange. Everything okay?
Yes, yeah. Everything's fine.
Great.
Can't wait for tonight.
Yeah, me neither.
Something wrong?
Megan invited me to go with her.
Oh.
We had some plans.
You sure did. A threesome. That's no problem. We can all go together. I invited her, too.
You did? But I was planning on... Never mind. We can go together.
Out of nowhere, Ellie appears and stands next to Zoe.
Hi! Where did you come from?
Ellie jumps between you and Zoe. And kisses you on the cheek.
Huh? Hi there, sexy. Can't wait for tonight. What?
Shit.
Pick me up around 8 instead of meeting there. Excuse me? Oh, hi. Didn't see you there. Didn't see me? Ugh. I'm Ellie. Nice to meet ya. What's your name? Zoe. Hi, Zoe. So, 8. My house. I'll text you the address. See ya.
And with that, Ellie hops away.
So, you invited not only Megan, but also that chick?
I can explain.
If that isn't the most cliche response ever, I don't know what is. That's a dick move, you know. Don't bother. I'll go with Megan, and you can go with... ugh, whatever her name was. Bye.
Zoe, wait!
Ignoring you, she walks away.
Inviting all 3 of them at the same time was a genius idea, idiot. Though how could I know that the day would stop repeating? Shit, now I'm in a completely fucked situation. Zoe's probably telling Megan that I'm going with Ellie. Meaning Megan's gonna be pissed too. Shit.
With perfect timing, Megan walks into the yard.
There she is. I can't let her talk to Zoe. Megan!
Huh? Hi!
Can you come here for a second?
Okay.
She walks up to you.
What are you doing hiding behind a tree?
Doesn't matter. Listen, I better just come clean and do some damage control. I did something stupid.
I knew it. He's having second thoughts for sure. If it's about what happened yesterday, it's okay. We can forget it ever happened.
No, not that.
What is it then? So he doesn't want to forget about it?
Well, I kind of invited this other chick to the party.
What other chick?
Ellie.
That girl that always dresses funny?
Yeah.
Wait, didn't you invite Zoe and me?
I did.
So you invited 3 girls to the same party?
Whoops. I mean, it says yeah, but I would have said whoops.
And you didn't think that was a bad idea?
I did.
And you still did it?
Yeah.
Why?
I don't know.
Well, I don't know what to tell you.
I just wanted...
Don't worry about it. I'll just go with Zoe and we'll see you there.
So you're not mad?
Nope. Fuckboy.
Fuckboy?
Doesn't matter. We'll see each other there.
There's the problem. Zoe's pissed at me.
Why? Oh, right. Because she's expecting something to happen between you two?
Yeah, I guess she is.
You'll have to choose then.
Choose?
At the party, you'll have to choose one of them.
Choose your fighter.
And then live with the consequences, I guess.
Live with the consequences of choosing your fighter. Consequences.
Also, what about you? I asked you to go with me too.
Like I said, choose and live with the consequences.
Megan turns around and starts leaving.
Wait, Megan!
Bye!
How do I choose? With everything that happened, I forgot how it felt to worry about consequences. Fuck! Okay, so Megan and Zoe are going together. Plus, Ellie's expecting me to pick her up at 8. Guess I'll just go with her and... well, just see what happens at the party. Though at some point I probably will have to make a choice. How am I supposed to decide which one?
Waking you up from your inner monologue, the bell rings.
I'll have to figure it out later. Better go to class now.
Still a little puzzled. You go to your desk and take a seat. A few seconds later, Nicole walks into the classroom.
Good morning, class. Please take your seats.
Nicole sure looks hotter than usual today. Is it because of what happened yesterday? Nah, I must be imagining it. Or?
And after a while, classes end. Zoe and Megan leave the classroom, not waiting on you to go home together. Exiting the classroom, you instinctively lift up your arm to block the ball.
Right. The day changed. What do I do now? Do I go home? I really don't want to know what's going to happen with stepmother. Still, I can't keep putting it off forever. I should just face my problems and deal with the consequences. Hey, Grim. Oh, hi. So, coming to the party tonight? It's going to be lit, brah. No, not sure yet. What's there to be unsure about? Chicks? Booze? Drunk chicks? Well, when you put it like that, it does sound tempting. I'm telling you, brah. Besides, I heard one chick has the hots for you. Oh, really? Which one? Just come to the party and see for yourself. Gotta rush now, brah. See you there.
He walks away. Finally gathering the courage, you head home. Arriving not long after. With a deep breath, you go into the living room.
Looks like stepmother's still in bed. Is she hungover or she's just avoiding me?
Behind you, Jessica comes down the stairs.
Swat.
Home already?
Yep.
Hey, listen, can we talk for a second?
Sure. Uh-oh, what's this about?
Can we move to the couch? Can we move to the couch?
Sorry. Oh, right, sure.
You and Jessica head over to the couch.
So...
Gulp.
Can I ask you a favor?
Huh?
Can you, like, not tell her that Chloe slept over?
Oh, I better keep my head down from now on. Just be good and obedient.
Please?
Jessica's saying please again? There's something really wrong with this universe. Sure, Jess, don't worry about it.
Thanks. It's just... I don't want anyone getting the wrong ideas, you know?
What, did you got a thing for Chloe?
Yeah.
Your secret's safe with me.
Thanks. It really means a lot. And sorry for being such a bitch yesterday.
It's okay.
No, seriously. I was a bitch. So... maybe I could do something for you tonight.
Gulp. Like what? I can think of a few things.
You'll see tonight. I owe you one after all.
Wait, I'm going to a party tonight.
Not my problem. You'll just have to choose.
I'm kind of scared to choose right now. Can you maybe do that something now? No.
Nah, I'm still a bit hungover.
Wow. That looks like the Venom symbiote. Can't tell me it doesn't. It totally looks like the Venom.
But later tonight, I think I'll be fine.
Oh, okay. Damn.
Speaking of being hungover, I should go take a shower. Bye.
Bye. This was unexpected again. Wait, Megan didn't come home yet? Weird. I need some rest from all this.
You head to your room, and as you get up the stairs...
Maybe I should see how stepmother's doing. Hopefully she's still asleep and won't hear me.
You slowly open Elizabeth's bedroom door. As you do, you see her standing with her back turned towards you. And topless.
Gulp, I better close the door.
But before you do, she notices you.
Come in.
Gulp, shit.
Give me just a second to put my bra on.
Sure, let me just turn around.
No need. This conversation's gonna be uncomfortable, but it needs to happen.
I like that they picked a more mature voice actress for her, because it fits now.
You already saw them anyway. Okay, let's stop beating around the bush.
Oh shit, she remembers everything. I was hoping she was drunk enough to forget.
What happened yesterday was... my fault.
Huh?
I had too much to drink. No idea what I was thinking. I should have been the responsible one. But it happened. I'm still not sure how. It's all still a bit fuzzy.
How is she talking so openly about all this?
Could you maybe fill me in? Fuck, wrong choice of words.
Whoops.
The last thing I remember was you. Well, your cock sliding inside me. So, what happened next? You can just tell me, don't worry.
Well,
You what? He's this uncomfortable now? What did he think was gonna happen after what we did?
We started, well, having sex.
Okay. It does ring a bell now. He was huge. And then?
Nothing.
Nothing. Then you didn't come?
I did.
On me or inside me?
Can we maybe change the...
You came inside me, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Also, you're hard now, too.
Yeah, oh shit. I really am.
I thought that maybe this was a one-time thing. That maybe once he got what he needed, those thoughts would go away. Still, his dick was so huge.
How huge was it? No.
Perfect. Now I'm horny too. I didn't get a chance to come in so long.
Sorry about that.
No need to be sorry. It's only natural. Plus, I really want to come.
Suddenly, she grabs her boobs.
I am topless, after all.
Gulp.
She moves a few steps closer to you.
And? What do we do now?
What am I supposed to say here?
After a few seconds, Elizabeth finally breaks the silence.
Let me see it. Am I really going through with this?
What?
Pull down your pants and let me see it.
Is this happening? No, I'm dreaming for sure.
You pull your pants down and your cock instantly flies out.
Oh, wow. I was not sure exactly how big it was in the dark. Let me just try something.
Unexpectedly, she drops to her knees. And slowly swallows your cock whole.
Oh, shit!
You did not expect this at all. The amount of stimulation you feel sends you over the edge. And you start coming down her throat. Both of you are shocked by this. Gagging a bit as your cum starts filling up her stomach. Still, Elizabeth doesn't move an inch. As you empty your balls down her throat, finally, she slowly pulls away.
Good Lord!
Hey, you came again. What the hell? I wanted to come too.
Sorry, you caught me by surprise.
Guess I did. And now it's limp. At least it was a good surprise, I hope.
Yeah, it was. What the hell? I can't believe this just happened now.
Okay, so listen. Why don't you go get your strength back and come visit me again tonight?
She grabs your limp cock.
Because I can't work with this.
Saying this, she stands up.
I need to get dressed and make something for lunch. So, if you'd excuse me.
Oh, right, sorry.
Still confused, you leave the bedroom.
What the actual fuck just happened? Yeah, so that seems like a good spot to leave it for right now. Getting into Lust Theory Season 2. Notice there's no fucking music. Guys, notice that? No music. Let me look and make sure. Yeah, music volume's up, sound volume's up. And, nope. There's just no real music in this. And they changed the teacher's voice, too. I don't really like the teacher's voice. I don't like some of the new voice actresses, but I'm gonna deal with it. Of course, I really like Elizabeth's voice actress, and of course, you know, Jessica's voice actress. I mean, of course, those two are good. It's okay. Definitely gonna go through it. The renders are much, much better. Higher quality. Everything seems like just a better game in general. So, we'll see exactly how this works out. I don't even think it's gonna let me do it like I did in the first game, where you had, like, a map that you could go around in. But someone told me that it does, so I don't know. We'll see. At any rate, this is the Grimlord, and I will see you guys next time on Grimm's Uncanny Valley with more Lust Theory Season 2. Stay tuned.